Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 16th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has once again delayed its official return to standard attendance at its corporate campuses in Cupertino. As we've discussed many times, Apple was previously set to return to the offices with a new hybrid requirement on February 1st of next year. But this has now been pushed back to an unspecified time due to the spread of the Omicron COVID-19 variant. This is now the fourth time that Apple has had to revise its schedule, and every time it's because of an increase in COVID-19 cases. Alongside this announcement of the indefinite delay for the return to work plan, Bloomberg reports that Apple is giving all of its employees a $1,000 bonus to spend on new home office accessories. Apple had originally hoped to kickstart its new hybrid work plan in June of 2021, saying it expected the workers to come into the office for 3 out of 5 days of the week. But something to keep in mind is that many divisions of Apple have been back in the office on and off for more than a year, especially in hardware engineering groups. So while these overarching company-wide policies are the ones that often make the headlines, the fact of the matter is that managers for different teams have quite a bit of flexibility in determining work schedules for their teams. And on a related note, Apple has also been forced to close a handful of retail stores across the US and Canada due to an increase in COVID-19 cases. The company has also re-implemented the mask mandate at its retail stores and will go back to limiting capacities in most areas. In other news today, Apple has officially delayed Universal Control. This is the feature that was announced at WWDC, and it will theoretically let you use a single mouse and keyboard with any combination of iPads and Macs. So for instance, you could put your iPad next to your iMac, and then seamlessly move the cursor between both devices, just by bringing the cursor to the far edge of the display. The feature was first set to be released with macOS Monterey and iPadOS 15 in September, but then it was delayed to sometime this fall. Well, there are only 5 days left in fall, and Apple has updated its website to say that Universal Control will be available sometime in the spring of 2022. So even though we got a pretty slick demo of Universal Control at WWDC in June, it's clear that the company needs some more time to perfect the experience. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it super easy to get started. Unlike its competitors, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. So you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all the Mac technologies you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky web-based tools. Direct Mail also comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices. And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full-feature plans at directmailmac.com/9to5. Rounding out today, Apple has released the first beta of macOS Monterey 12.2, and while the company did not provide any release notes for the update, it seems that Apple is finally rebuilding the Apple Music application to be fully native for macOS. The background here is that in 2019, when Apple released macOS Catalina, iTunes was replaced by the music application to better reflect the company's strategy in streaming music. But although the new name has been used since the Catalina days, the music app on macOS has continued to retain the iTunes backend, which is basically a bunch of web content that is loaded into an app. And while this works for most users, having web content within applications makes the experience less fluid, and it doesn't quite feel native. But with macOS Monterey 12.2, Apple is officially starting the process of transitioning the music application to be fully native. Some parts of the music application were already native, such as the music library interface, but you'll now notice that the native experience has also been implemented in a number of other areas around the music application. For instance, searching for new songs in Apple Music is now much faster because the results are displayed with a native interface instead of a web page. Scrolling throughout the elements of the application has also gotten significantly faster and smoother, and trackpad gestures are also much better. But it's important to keep in mind that even though Apple is starting this process with macOS 12.2, it will take some time to transition the entire macOS Apple Music application to be native. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.